Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4am Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
That was fun. Welcome to the Matrix Warrior Show. A couple minutes late here. Had trouble getting into the studio. All right. I better check to see if everything's okay. I'm going to go over the 1963 Communist Party plan, 45-point plan to take over America. I've got plenty of memes and quotes to go through for this special 4th of July. And listen to the president's speech the other night. And I was like, it's all the same. It's nonsense. Because we really should be going after this false epidemic, this plandemic, scandemic, to destroy America. That's what COVID-19 is. It's a plan by the international bankers and Bill Gates and his buddies to rob America and destroy the economy. You know, anyone who's not an international corporation, those businesses are destroyed. And anybody think something else?
This pandemic.
All right. I am in. What a mess. What a way to start. All right. Ah, jeez. I have to delete that old studio number. Really messing me up. All right. Let's see if I can find the file here. Something about Saturday shows. Pretty funny. There we go. All right. So I'm ready to begin. I've got 73 memes to go through and quotes. And then I want to get into the 45-step plan to destroy America. Read into the congressional record in 1963. And I have to hand it to the international bankers and the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. The inventors of socialism and communism. They don't stop for even a minute. They stay on point. They stay on plan. Generation upon generation, they just keep pounding what they want. And they're almost there. I mean, they've got America right where they want it. I mean, Dr. Mark Skidmore was on Greg Hunter, America Watchdog, USA, and Professor Skidmore was talking about $90 trillion worth of debt is being churned per year by the Treasury. And if you're turning over $90 trillion worth of debt, which is what they did in 2018, your debt level estimated is actually $120 trillion plus. Yet it's claimed that the debt is $22 trillion. How do you get another $100 trillion in there? Seriously. Mark Skidmore and Catherine Austin Fitz. You can get more information on what Dr. Mark Skidmore is finding out about the missing trillions by going to Solari.com, Catherine Austin Fitz's site. And as I say to everyone, you know, get on any kind of social media and start squawking about what's going on. I don't care about your privacy. I don't care that, gee, if I say something about the communists, won't that get me in trouble? Should the Patriots lose? If the Patriots lose this fight, it's not going to be a world in which you want to be here, okay? This is a real deal, toe-to-toe battle against the New World Order. They've been planning this for hundreds of years. The technocratic age, and they're not playing. They're going to get people microchipped. They're going to force vaccinate everyone. I mean, if we don't stand up with truth about the masks, about the unconstitutional mandates that people stay at home and not go to work, all unconstitutional. Everything is based on Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci fraud. And I've talked about it. And if you want to know more about it, I would say go to band.video. There's quite a few videos at band.video relating to the scam of COVID-19. I mean, it's just a joke. But you have millions of people that are what I call tube heads. People who, they get their information from the tube. And it's actually a good thing to call them tube heads. Because what is a tube? It's a shell with a vacuum inside. And that's pretty much where their heads are. And there's nothing there. They don't critically think. They don't question. And that's why we're in the state we're in. So I'm going to try to bum rush this. 73 memes as fast as I can. So I can really get down to the 45 communist rules of revolution. Thomas Paine tweeted this out. China caught smuggling 10,800 assault weapons parts into Louisville by U.S. Customs. It's on TruePundit.com. China caught smuggling 10,800 assault weapons parts into Louisville. So if you don't think we're at war with China and they are doing everything they can to arm Antifa and Black Lives Matter and cause an insurrection in America, you're out of your mind. This is real. This is really happening. The revolution is now, because there's no way they can have Donald Trump reelected. It just can't happen. Now, true, it's taken Trump 3 years to figure out his toe from his elbow, so to speak. But he has done enough change in the way the District of Criminals is run that should he get another 4 years, it's just not going to be good for the globalists, because they have kept the lid on their corruption so far. But another 4 years of Trump being in there, the lid on the can of worms is going to come off. They can't have that. So I picked a lot of quotes from presidents today. This is from James A. Garfield. He who controls the money supply of a nation controls the nation. Same thing Rothschild said. Mark tweeted this out. The floodgates already opening. Aussie Q. Nine News Australia. Breaking. A photograph just emerged of accused sex abuser Ghislaine Maxwell sitting on a throne at Buckingham Palace with actor Kevin Spacey. And they're both sitting on the throne that Elizabeth II and Philip sit on. And there were three men who accused Kevin Spacey of sexual abuse and impropriety. And they all died. Tales of the Clintons there. Grover Cleveland said, though the people support the government should not support the people. And even in the 1800s, big debates about the welfare state. Esoteric exposal. The more highly educated you are, the more likely you are to suffer from delusions of being highly intelligent. Without natural law, without critical thinking, you're just a brainwashed idiot. Chester A. Arthur, president, said this. If it were not for the reporters, I would tell you the truth. Can't be honest. Can't tell what's really going on, who's really pulling the strings. Ryan James Gerdusky tweeted this out. Trump is right. Our education system is teaching children to hate their country. Of course it is. The Illuminati invented the indoctrination system known as public education. President James K. Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution was to restrain majorities from oppressing minorities or encroaching upon their just rights." See, we're in a constitutional republic where the rule of law maintains rights for minorities. Marion Smith tweeted this out. "During China's Cultural Revolution, Mao sought to enforce his vision of Marxism and erase history, culture, and memory, all contrary ideas, and the objects representing them had to be destroyed." And during the Cultural Revolution, I mean, during Mao Zedong's entire reign of terror, which lasted from 48 until, 73. Basically, 100 million Chinese were killed by the regime. And during the Cultural Revolution, the Red Guard even went and destroyed priceless Chinese artifacts from the Ming Dynasty and from the Tang Dynasty. Priceless artifacts of history. Just everything they could get their hands on. They declared it bourgeois and destroyed it. James A. Garfield, president, said this: "Whoever controls the volume of money in our country is the absolute master of all industry and commerce. When you realize that the entire system is easily controlled one way or another by a few powerful men at the top, you will not have to be told how periods of inflation and depression originate." James A. Garfield. Of course, when you say stuff like that, you get assassinated, which is exactly what happened to Garfield. And Kennedy and McKinley. And it goes on and on. Henry Mackow tweeted this out. "They admit that everyone who has died, who has ever had a cold, is considered a victim of the pandemic. Individuals who have died with COVID-19, but not as a result of COVID-19, are included in the case counts for COVID-19 deaths in Toronto." Well, everywhere in the world. All right? There's hardly a human being on the face of the planet that does not have a genetic fragment of COVID-19, of COVID coronavirus in them, because we've all had the common cold in the last 10 years. So you're going to test positive because you have the residue of having coronavirus. That's simple. It's all a fraud. Rutherford B. Hayes, president. "It is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. No longer is it a government of the corporations, by the corporations, for the corporations." Well, that was a nice sentiment. How long did that last? Not very long. Bill Mitchell tweeted this out. "Doesn't it seem weird that there are about 10,000 new cases in Florida every single day? Of course. The new way that the World Health Organization is forcing the world to calculate COVID cases is totally fraudulent. Ulysses S. Grant, president, if we are to have another contest in the near future of our national existence, I predict that the dividing line will not be the Mason-Dixons, but between patriotism and intelligence on the one side and superstition, ambition, and ignorance on the other side. John B. Wells, 1111, tweeted this out. The World Health Organization made a complete U-turn and said that coronavirus patients doesn't need to be isolated or quarantined. No social distancing, and it can not even transmit from one patient to another. And the UN and the World Health Organization, one of the main scientists there, put out a video where she talked about them studying asymptomatic COVID-19 positive people. And they studied to see if these asymptomatic COVID carriers or anybody with coronavirus asymptomatically could transfer the disease, contagion. And the answer was no. That's why when you study the scientific facts surrounding the scamdemic, it's all a lie. Everything these governors are doing, everything the government is doing in shutting down the economy and passing all these draconian laws, all of it is a lie. All of it is unconstitutional. I pity the man who wants a coat so cheap that the man or woman who produces the cloth will starve in the process. Rutherford B. Hayes. Well, isn't that what's going on now with the slave labor factories in China? And Spencer Thurston put this tweet out. These four men were working on a documentary called The Silent Children. The project, initially founded by Leroy Moore, Dave Matthews' band, and his fiancée Lisa Bean, was canceled after Chris Cornell's death. And who else was involved in it? In that documentary? About sexual abuse and pedophilia? Dave Matthews' band was involved. Chris Cornell was involved. Chester Bennington, he was involved. And the chef, I can't remember his name right now. He hung himself in France, which of course is nonsense. Can't remember his name, but I'm going to go back to that story. The thread is amazing. It's amazing. The stuff that people are talking about on the web, if you know where to go, just unbelievable. The scandals that are coming out. And that was Chef Anthony Bourdain. So you had four men, Dave Matthews guy, the front man for Dave Matthews, Chester Bennington, Chris Cornell, and Anthony Bourdain, all working together on a film about pedophilia and child trafficking. Needless to say, every single one of them, except Dave Matthews, Leroy, got killed. President Franklin Pierce said this: while men inhabiting different parts of this vast continent cannot be expected to hold the same opinions, they can unite in common objective and sustain common principles. That's America. Franklin Pierce, of the Illuminati Pierce bloodline. George H.W. Bush's wife was a member of the Pierce family. Zuby tweeted this out from Zuby Music. It's 2020, and people still haven't worked out that we're actually all the same race. Yeah, how about that, Zuby? I like Zuby's tweets. They're pretty rocking. Millard Fillmore, president, said this: It is not strange to mistake change for progress. It is not strange to mistake change for progress. Now, change doesn't necessarily mean progress at all. Chuck Calesto tweeted this out. Report: hydroxychloroquine significantly reduces death rate from COVID-19. Henry Ford health study finds. Of course, the media is silent. The liberties of a people depend on their own constant attention to its preservation. William Henry Harrison, president. If you don't have constant due diligence towards maintaining your rights, they'll be taken from you. Trust me. And that's what's going on right now. David Icke tweeted this out: House passes $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill packed with Green New Deal's wish list. And what is the Green New Deal? Well, it's nothing but the UN Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Okay? The destruction of Western economy. Communism. That's what it is. President John Tyler said this: I contend that the strongest of all governments is that which is most free. Yes? The more moral you are, the freer you are. What it is? What is the truth? Tweeted this out. I've been bloody working 100% safely, driving all over the country while you have con the people. Not yet met anyone on my travels that knows someone with 100% COVID-19. And that's a tweet from England. I mean, 3 months of him working as a lorry driver, driving all over England, you know, the United Kingdom, hasn't come across one person with COVID. It's all a fraud. It is easier to do a job right than to explain why you didn't. President Martin Van Buren. If you're going to do something, do it right. Michael James Cordroy tweeted this out: pedophiles and traffickers arrested and charged under the Trump administration. Anthony Weiner, Allison Mack, Keith Raniere, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, George Natter, Ghislaine Maxwell, and of course you could throw in John of God, right? You could throw in Kevin Spacey. And good question to ask, how many pedophiles were charged under the previous three administrations? Not that many. Andrew Jackson said, "You are a den of vipers. I intend to rout you out, and by the eternal God, I will rout you out." If the people only understood the rank injustice of our money and banking system, there would be revolution in the morning. And so it is to this day. K.W. Miller for Congress, Florida 18th District, tweeted this out. "I will call for an investigation into Dr. Anthony Fauci when I am elected to Congress. Who supports this? Question mark. I do. Fauci is nothing but a criminal." John Quincy Adams, president, said this: "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader." Dr. David Samadi tweeted this out: "Important information on hydroxychloroquine in relation to COVID-19. It works. The anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine lowers the death rate of COVID-19 patients." And that's an article from the Epic Times. President James Monroe said this: "We must support our rights or lose our character, and with it, perhaps our liberties." Just the way it is, folks. Red Nation Rising. "One of the things I do where I president is demand the Anthony Weiner laptop and give it to the most trusted person in the military, New York police officers who saw some of it, literally had to go throw up." Lawyer Sidney Powell, who is General Flynn's lawyer. And speaking of General Flynn, it's now been about a week since a three-judge panel in the appeals circuit court ruled that the case against General Flynn must be dismissed by Judge Sullivan. And yet, Judge Sullivan has not obeyed the order. How does that even happen? President James Madison said this: "Oppressors can tyrannize only when they achieve a standing army, an enslaved press, and a disarmed populace." Well, they've got the standing army in Black Lives Matter, and they've got the fake mainstream media press. All they have to do now is disarm the populace, and the revolution will be complete. Freedom_prof, "This is insanely wrong. Judge needs to rethink this. But are we surprised?" WTH. This is Luke Radowski tweeted this out. "Judge rules Virginia Giuffre's lawyers must destroy Jeffrey Epstein files." And I'm not joking you. This is like a judge is demanding that a plaintiff's lawyers destroy evidence. Are we in the Twilight Zone? Gotta appeal that ruling. Gotta take that right to the Supreme Court. It's ridiculous. Beach Milk tweeted this out. Sandra Bullock injects baby foreskin in her face for vanity. They are trying to make it sound like it's something normal and funny. But many children suffer so these celebrities can look good. Pretty sick. President John Adams said, "One useless man is a shame. Two useless men is a law firm. Three useless men is a Congress." President Thomas Jefferson said, "There is no justification for the taking away individuals' freedom in the guise of public safety." And that's what's going on right now. Totally unconstitutional. Totally un-American. Craig Sawyer tweeted this out. "This is what all the panic is about. All the chaos you're witnessing is a frantic attempt to keep highly secretive $38 to $50 billion criminal enterprise inside the USA from being widely exposed and eradicated. Watch, understand, and be empowered." And after, 3 years and going through living hell, Craig Sawyer has finally put out his film, Contraland. And what Contraland is a film detailing the human child trafficking in the United States. And when he went to Hollywood to try to get the movie done there, no one in Hollywood would help him. And then he said, "Well, I'll do it myself," and started a GoFundMe to get money to do the film. And all the internet fundraising companies dropped him as a client and would not work with him. And that's kind of strange, don't you think? That GoFundMe and other online money aggregators would just say, "Oh, you're doing an anti-child trafficking film? Oh, we can't let you use our service." Now, you can go to ContralandMovie.com. ContralandMovie.com. And Craig Sawyer at ContralandMovie.com has 3 links up where you can watch the movie for free. And there's also some donation buttons on that page. But all I have to say, I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch it after the show. ContralandMovie.com. And everyone needs to get this out because the reviews are really, really good. It's an information war. If you don't start teaching people the truth as opposed to the mainstream media, government propaganda, we're going to lose this fight. And then we're all going to be microchip slaves being slowly but surely killed because we're going against the Georgia Guidestone people. And they've already stated in granite for all to see they want to bring down the population of Earth to 500 million people. So that means you and I aren't in the big club, so we're out of here. Be Americans. Let there be no sectionalism, no north, south, east, west. You are all dependent on one another and should be in one union. In one word, a nation. Be Americans. Be true to yourselves. Chester A. Arthur. If you flew on Epstein's Lolita Express private jet, the feds want to talk to you. Article on Bloomberg.com. Yeah, it's amazing what the Southern District of New York is doing now that they've gotten Berman out of there. Abraham Lincoln, president, said this: nations do not die from invasion. They die from internal rottenness, which is what's happening to America right now. Dr. David Samadi tweeted this out: I want to ensure that everyone understands the gravity of the situation here. Hydroxychloroquine worked this whole time. The media said it would literally kill you if you took it simply because POTUS promoted it as a cure. Thousands of people likely died because of this. The suppression of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak. The suppression of intravenous vitamin C treatment. The suppression of those two treatment protocols, hands down, cost the lives of tens of thousands of people worldwide. But you have to understand that if you look at the modeling of COVID-19 death count, in England, 93% of it is a fraud. In Italy, 88% of it is a fraud, okay? And you can just go to America and just say, well, 93% in England, 88% in Italy. I mean, when these deaths are analyzed to see if they're actually COVID or something else, and it's 88%, 93%. Not COVID-19. So just round it off. 90% of the death rate that you see for COVID-19 is a lie in America. All right? So they say 150,000 people have died from COVID-19. 90% of that is not COVID-19. So at the most, maybe 15,000 people in America have died from COVID-19 in the 3 months plus of the quote-unquote pandemic. And I want you to understand that of those 15,000 people that legitimately died from COVID-19, 98% of them could have been cured with hydroxychloroquine, and 100% of them could have been cured with intravenous vitamin C. Even elderly people in Wuhan that were given intravenous vitamin C recovered fully from COVID-19. No one in the world is known to have died of COVID-19 when given intravenous vitamin C treatment. And that's why the FDA raided the health clinic that was giving COVID-19 patients and prospective patients intravenous vitamin C to strengthen their immune system. Dr. David Samadi has been doing videos, and a whole bunch of people have come out and told the truth about what's going on. Dr. David Samadi, Dr. Zelenko. Here's a tweet from me. Jay Parker tweeted this out. Zelenko, HCQ deniers are guilty of mass murder. And Dr. Zelenko of New York, a Jewish doctor in New York who lives in a small rabbinical town in New York State. And he's treated over 1,000 patients with hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, antibiotic, and zinc. And he hasn't lost a person, I don't think. He might have lost one person that, you know, he didn't get to in time. But his success rate is over 98%. So think about it. If the proper treatment was recommended and used by doctors in this country, we wouldn't be looking at, you know, 15,000 COVID deaths. We'd be looking at a couple hundred at the most. Thomas Paine tweeted this out. Black Lives Matter protester will be charged with attempted murder after shooting at driver during Utah protest. And, you know, the car goes into the intersection. People storm around it, trying to stop the person from traveling. And then a Black Lives Matter protester, Antifa protester, walks up to the car when the driver is trying to slowly ease his way through the crowd instead of stopping and letting them pull him out of the car and beat him to death. Now he decides he'll put a couple bullets in the car, and he shot the man, and the other bullet missed him. But the man escaped and ended up going to the hospital. And then with all the cameras that are on businesses and light poles in the country, you have got to be smoking crack to break the law in public, because there's going to be a record of it. Here's a tweet by Jay Parker. An economist looks at 90. Tom Sowell on charter schools and their enemies. And this is from the Hoover Institute. An economist looks at 90. Tom Stillwell and the charter schools. It's a really good talk about what's going on in education. And it's something I believe everyone should take a look at. And it's on my YouTube and my Facebook page. And Tom Stillwell at 90 looks better than Joe Biden. Okay. Well, that's really not saying much, is it? Here's a picture of Ghislaine Maxwell, and it says, no, she didn't kill herself. She died of COVID-19. Coercive COVID-1994 masquerade, American lessons unlearned from the honest epidemiologist during the 1918 flu pandemic. Compulsory mask wearing did not show any influence on the spread of influenza in those cities where it was compulsorily applied. Okay? And there were huge, huge studies during and after the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic done by the best medical and scientists. And there's a great book called The Invisible Rainbow. Well, I'm going to be back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message. Revolution. Revolution. Radio. Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Hey folks, Karl Marx here. You know from my smash hit, The Communist Manifesto, the little ditty that changed the world. Crack myself up. But really, you know what else? The joke is on you, because this little manifesto has been used on you. Yeah, the United States of America. And then there was my epic, Das Kapital, a sweeping work of intrigue and...
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Cut off there. This is Jay Parker on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. It's Saturday, July 4th, 2020. And I'm going to go into the... 45 rules for communist takeover of America, which was read into the congressional record in 1963. And boy, when you take a look at this document, wow, they weren't playing around. They have achieved over half of it. And they're going for mop up. That's all I gotta say is they're really finishing it off right now. But if we stand up and renew ourselves and say hell no, you know, we can right the ship of state. I have a lot of problems with President Trump, but I have to say, compared to Arden Illuminati alumni Joe Biden, Trump is the savior compared to the devil Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden lived in Arden, Delaware, the town I'm from, the Illuminati village I grew up in. Joe Biden lived there while he went to high school. I don't know how plain I can make it that he's a Manchurian candidate. That he's one of the problems, not the answers. And I don't know. I have to say, the thing that just infuriates me about Donald Trump is he gets elected and then he hires all the wrong people. And it takes him 3 years to realize that he can't hire rhino neocons and that he can't hire corporate shills. And his administration is full of corporate shills. I mean, all you have to do is look at Wilbur Ross, the head of the Department of Commerce. I mean, he's a banking cabal nightmare, if there ever was one. And who knows what's going to happen? One thing's for sure, it's coming to a head right now. Not next year, not 6 months from now until the election, the fight for America is toe-to-toe, hammer and tong. And if you're not out there pushing truth, fighting the vaccination, fighting the mask, fighting the scandemic, demanding arrests, demanding and holding Trump's feet to the fire, demanding that General Flynn gets exonerated and is allowed to sue the government for wrongful prosecution. If you don't put pressure on, it's not going to happen. And you sit there and go, oh, I'm just one little person. I'm sorry, look at what Frodo did in Lord of the Rings. It's a joke. But we're all in this together because we're all knit together in a consciousness holodeck. And if you don't believe we're all knit together, and the most powerful thing in this world, literally, is the broadcast from your heart and mind. If you learn natural law, if you make a commitment to life and liberty and creator, morality, justice, freedom, whatever you want to call it, you make a commitment to the good side, your frequency of your broadcast out of your heart and mind into the field is going to be 100-fold to what it is for someone who's still under Stockholm syndrome, mind control. And if you go out and you make an effort to engage people, I mean, people were wearing masks as I, shuffled down the street today, went out for a while, little walk, and I said, those masks don't do anything. And the couple looked at me and they said, I know. The woman said to me, I know. Now, they're both wearing masks. They don't have to. In Philadelphia, there's no law. There's no imperial edict to wear a mask. And there they are wearing masks. And all the masks do is degrade the oxygen in your blood below OSHA levels. And then it's literally like putting a bacteria-laden cloth over your mouth. Not good for you. But, you know, I said to the people, hey, those masks don't do anything. And the woman of the couple said, I know. And they walked on their merry way. Now, I could have gotten in their grill and said, it's nothing but, you know, a slave tag. Which is what it is. It's nothing but slave programming, obedience programming. But when you break away from the mind control programming of this culture and you start studying truth and natural law, your broadcast is 10 times, 100 times stronger than someone who's under Stockholm Syndrome mind control. And this is why the powers that should not be are censoring the web so hard. I mean, I can't even post on Facebook a video by Dr. Kaufman talking about the reality of the pandemic. They won't even let me post it anymore. You can't even have an opinion that is divergent from the criminals at the World Health Organization. Think about it. The Chinese are shipping tens of thousands of weapons parts, automatic weapons parts. Now, they stopped at 10,800 automatic weapons parts shipment in Louisville. But how many did they not catch? They are actively trying to destroy America. The Red Chinese and the American Patriots, America First Administration, are at war. What, you think the Chinese are going like, oh, Donald Trump is going to stop us from ripping off America for $500 billion a year in trade and another $500 billion a year in stolen intellectual property? That's $1 trillion a year. Really? The Chinese are just going to go, oh, that trillion a year I was stealing from you? Oh, that's okay, Donald. We'll stop. No, they're actively saying, we got to kill this Trump guy. We got to destroy this Trump guy. And they've said it publicly. I mean, at Davos, I think it was 2 years ago, President Xi openly said he will destroy Donald Trump. So anytime you think, oh, there's not a Cold War between China and America, I would have to agree. There's not a Cold War between the communists and the patriots. It's a hot war. And before this is over, it could get real hot. So let's get back to some of my memes. For $5.99 a month, you can support Revolution Radio. 8 years we've been doing this, 70 programs a week, just tons of archives that you can have access to when you become a member. And buy us a cup of coffee and become a member. You can download stuff and put it on your iPod or your MP3 player. And just tons of good stuff here. Crystal Woody, prayer warrior, tweeted this out. Graphic warning. FBI interviews alleged boy rape victim of Bill Clinton. Chilling details of sex assaults. And that's on True Pundit. And if it's on True Pundit, it really happened. Because he doesn't play as a journalist. Mark R. Levin from The Mark Levin Show. The disgusting, lying media fought the president tooth and nail for months, telling us this drug was deadly. Every damn newsroom repeated this crap. Now they tell us it helped. How about apologizing to the American people and the president, you frauds? Now, of course, they're talking about the Detroit hydroxychloroquine study that came out a couple days ago, which showed proper use of hydroxychloroquine knocked out COVID. Well, that's what people, that epidemiologist in France back in April published a study. In April, Dr. Zelenko published his hydroxychloroquine and zinc and Z-Pak results. And doctors went on the web and said, hey, this is really working. And what did the government and the corrupt big pharma sellouts do? Like Fauci and Burks? They went right after the cure because they don't care about you. They only care about making that $750 billion from a new vaccine. That's what they care about. And if you all become a bunch of nanobot robots from taking the new vaccine that they're whipping up, good. Here's an old tweet that Marissa put out from Donald Trump from October 12th. I think it's like 5 years old or so. No, 06, if I'm reading that right. Might be, but it's an old tweet. You'll like this. Got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents. Fast trial, death penalty. And the fact that child sacrifice is part of the old religion and pedophilia is a sacrament. Well, I guess that's like declaring war against the Illuminati. Thaisa Hulsman tweeted this out. Yesterday was a great day because of the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell. And today, who's next? Jean-Luc Brunel? Brunel was an accomplice of Epstein. As a model agent, he procured thousands of underage girls. He has been drugging and raping for decades. He raped me in 1991. Okay. Where's Rachel Chandler? Hanging out with Eminem, the rapper? good old Rachel Chandler. I mean, one of the big time traffickers. You think Allison Mack is bad with Ranieri? Ay, ay, ay. They're all over. It's 40 million dark occultists in America. 800,000 children disappear every year in America. 250,000 children disappear every year in England. So what is it worldwide? Huh? I mean, if you have England and America missing 1.25, well, missing roughly 1 million children a year, right? Well, we'll round it off. And that's 400 million people in those countries combined. All right? But we'll round it off to 500 million. And they're missing 1 million children a year. They got 500 million people. So you figure there's another 7 billion, right? Now, if you're missing 1 million children per 500,000 population, and the rest of the world you have 7 billion, that means, cough. I mean, what is 7 million more, basically? Well, more than that. What am I talking about? 14 million. So the total worldwide would be 15 million children a year if the children disappearing are at the levels of America and England. We're losing 15 million children a year. And then when you add the 17 million a year that die of cancer because of the suppression of cannabis oil, which is 95% effective in curing stage 4 cancer, according to Rick Simpson, 17 million people a year dying for nothing. Costs $150,000 to have chemo, radiation, and surgery. But if cannabis oil was commercially produced, organic cannabis oil, cannabis indica, 96% pure or better, it would cost $100 per cancer treatment. So we have decided $150,000 cancer treatment, which is only 3% effective after 5 years, against a natural treatment, which is 95% effective and costs $100. See, insanity like this is because we have the Illuminati making all the decisions. They don't care about people. The more die, the happier the demons are. The more suffering, the happier the demons are. It's a loosh machine. Their demons, their devil spirits, live off of the suffering of mankind. So they have created a world of suffering. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Isn't that their motto? Here's a good one. You'll love this. Mark Trammell tweeted this out. Hard to believe. Singing in church is now illegal in California. Even with a mask, you cannot sing in worship to God. This is insane. New order from Governor Newsom. Singing in houses of worship banned. latest guideline update issued Wednesday, the Department of Health banned singing and chanting in worship services. Nothing satanic going on there, right? Not at all. See, they don't want you raising your vibration, raising your energy to a higher level, a higher consciousness, and broadcasting that out to every other human being. And that's what happens when you chant or sing. You focus in on love. You focus on goodness. You focus on the hope of a better day, of justice, of peace. Can't have that energy flying around the planet. No, no, no. And here's a quote by Carly Q, replying to the Lincoln Project, and never has been on the Lolita Express. Some on the Lincoln Project may have to lawyer up. Yeah, I think. And there's a nice picture from Jeffrey Epstein's art collection in his Manhattan compound. He had two really huge paintings of two recent presidents. One of Bill Clinton in lounging on a white chair, wearing a blue dress and red pumps. Oh, he looks so sexy. And also, there was another big oil painting of George W. Bush, the moron, playing with two paper airplanes and a couple of Jenga towers. Of course, making a joke reference to 9/11. What did Epstein know, and when did he know it? So let's get into the good old communist goals. And this is a remuneration of it from the from Joel Skousen. And this was read into the Congressional Record in 1963. And I just want to go through this. And how many of these items in the Communist Destroy America plan, the 45 points here, bullet points, to destroy America, that were openly espoused by the communists in 1963, that the Illuminati, you have to understand, this is the trillionaire and billionaire class. They have always loved socialism and communism. Anytime you have centralized power, where 0.0001, the inner party, controls everybody due to the centralization of power, they love it. They control the economy. I mean, you have to understand, it was the bankers that bankrolled Karl Marx. Okay? It was the bankers who bankrolled Adolf Hitler. It was the bankers who bankrolled Lenin. It was the bankers like, you know, the Rockefellers and the OSS that put Mao Zedong into power in China. It's always the bankers. What do they want? Total control. Control to the point that they can genocide anybody at any time. And look at what they did in Russia in the 30s, in the Ukraine. Ukraine was mostly Christian. It was the breadbasket of Russia. A lot of resistance to communism there. So what do? You got millions of Eastern Orthodox Christians. Well, you just you steal all their food and let them starve to death, which is what they did. 25 million Ukrainians starved to death in the breadbasket of Russia in the 30s. Because the government came in and took all the food and said, have a nice day. This is exactly what the British did to the Irish time and time again. They just went in, stole all the food, and let them starve. That's how you deal with your enemy. Why have a war? Why have a battle when you can just starve them to death? Seriously, folks. So let's go through the 1963 Communist Takeover Guide for America. Number one, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. Well, there is no peaceful coexistence. It's a lie. When you have one side that says, I'm going to subvert your society with everything in my power, you're basically in a state of war, which is what we are with the Red Chinese right now. But this works both ways. During the Cold War of the Soviet Union and America, both sides were messing with each other. But I must say, because our millionaires and trillionaires were pro-communist, the communists were winning that game big time. Number two, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. If it came down to push-pull, we would fold. And I really don't think so. I think that if it really came to brass tacks, these insane people would just destroy the world. They have underground cities that a few people can go to. The film Doctor Strangelove. Let there not be a mineshaft gap. Three, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Four, permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. And because of this free trade between Russia and America, which has been going on forever since the Bolshevik Revolution in 1918, if it weren't for the banking family of Averill Harriman and the other Wall Streeters, the Soviet Union would have collapsed in the 1920s. That's a story that's never told of how much Harriman and the Wall Street bankers backed up the Russians. in the communist revolution. It wasn't just giving them the initial millions of dollars to win the revolution in 1918. It continued forever. And when they permitted free trade, what did good old David Rockefeller do? He built the largest truck manufacturing facility in Eastern Russia, in the Urals, I think, maybe further, like Turkmenistan or something like that, above Mongolia. And it was a huge truck facility. And they shipped the trucks right to the North Vietnamese so they could bring war material through the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Total, straight up treason. And he even bragged about it publicly. 5, extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Yeah, the American banks were totally behind communism. Lock, stock, and barrel. 6, provide American aid to all nations, irregardless of communist domination. And do some research and you'll find that our communist State Department has been using USAID, USAID, to back up communist dictatorships and fascist dictatorships all over the world for years. 7, grant recognition to Red China, admission of Red China to the UN, which of course happened. And when Richard Nixon opened up China in 1972, David Rockefeller publicly said, that wasn't Richard Nixon doing that. That was us. That was me. 8, set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free election under UN supervision. Yeah, it never happened. Because we're ruled by criminals. And just like the Americans have violated every treaty they ever had with the indigenous Native Americans, the Soviets, everything they said was a lie. When you get power at the level of the U.S. federal government or the Soviet Politburo, you can say whatever is convenient and do the exact opposite. 9. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. I'm not pro-nuclear weapons. But you do know that the first thing Donald Trump did when he got into office was to earmark $1.5 trillion to revamp America's nuclear arsenal. And you would think, well, what is that? Like tossing Martin Marietta and GE and other defense contractors a golden parachute? Well, yes, partly. But also, if you're going to fight the UN, which, you know, is basically what we have to do in America, you're going to need to back up your power. You're going to have to say, hey, you keep messing with me, we're going to nuke the entire world. And so you've got good nuclear capability. I mean, our nukes were just pathetic. Seriously. It's not that anybody wants to use them, but I tell you, they're a good threat. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN, which, of course, was achieved. 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other, as they are now doing in the Congo. But it's red team, blue team. It's Democrat, Republican. It's different experiments in social engineering. Oh, what do the people prefer for their slavery? 12, resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Do away with all loyalty oaths. 13. You notice online a lot of people are taking the oath of office and swearing to obey and defend the Constitution, which is interesting because Christians are forbidden from taking oaths. It's interesting. 14. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. While the U.S. Patent Office right now is controlled by the British corporation Serco. And you have to wonder, if a country does not have control over their patents, well, then the intellectual property gets stolen easily. And the Chinese and the Soviets and everybody else. I mean, it's just amazing that the concept in people's minds, they can't seem to get their head around that you have 500 and some representatives in the American Congress. All you have to do is compromise with blackmail or buy off for cheap these representatives, and you can get them to vote to destroy their own nation, which is what's been going on for the last 60 years. Capture one or both political parties in the United States. While it's obvious the Democratic Party has been totally captured by the Marxists, but the Republicans, they're not putting up much resistance, are they? Get it? 16, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Use technical decisions by the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violates civil rights. I can't think of something about that right now. But there have been, I'm sure, plenty of decisions about that. 17, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum, get control over the teachers' associations, put the party line in textbooks. And the American education system in 1983 was merged with the Soviet education system under treaty by Ronald Reagan, 1983. It's well known. I'm trying to think of her name. The author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, Charlotte Isserby, talked about the merger of Soviet and American school systems by treaty, and Ronald Reagan signed it. And look at the students coming out of the universities and high schools now. They're all hardcore leftists. 18, gain control of all student newspapers. Propaganda. Real important. 19, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. And now with cancel culture, we're really seeing this, that anyone that has an opinion different from the Marxists, you get fired from your job, get deplatformed from the web. The banks and PayPal and other organizations won't let you do banking. This is all communist pressure. 20, infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions. And if you look, last 40 years, it's all been drip, drip, drip of socialism and communism. Social Engineering 101. 21. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Well, that's Operation Mockingbird, CIA program to take over the media. Now, you have to understand, the OSS in 1947 put Mao Zedong in power in China. Then the OSS became, in 47, under Truman, the CIA. The CIA is Illuminati, is socialist, is communist. They've always worked for the destruction of America. Okay? 22. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, meaningless forms. Yeah, get rid of all that classic, beautiful stuff and put in modern art of confusion and meaninglessness, because you're not a son or daughter of the divine. You're a random accident, a mutation of evolution, a mistake, a cosmic mistake. You're not here to grow your soul in God's school and learn the morality of natural law and the discipline that comes with it. Nah, you're just here to have good time, to party hardy. And you don't want to be like one of those book reading squares. 23, control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. And I'm not joking. This is real. This is Rand Corporation, Tavistock Corporation, social engineering, which has been in effect for the last 50 years. Since the 1950s with the, you know, modern art of de Kooning, Jackson Pollock, Andy Warhol. And really, if you look at some of the stuff done by the New School, okay, in the 50s, like, you know, Pollock and de Kooning, and a lot of them actually were really good. I'm sorry to say, it was interesting work, but it degraded from there, their super impressionistic style, it degraded into garbage. But if you stand in front of a Jackson Pollock drip painting, it's amazing when you stand in front of a de Kooning painting. It speaks to your emotions. It's powerful. It's well done. But the stuff that came afterwards, I mean, for God's sakes, now there's a guy selling just a gessoed canvas. He's a minimalistic artist, and all he sells is gessoed canvas with nothing on it for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the super wealthy buy it and promote it because they want to destroy the culture. 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. And we're just, the web is just full of internet pornography and child pornography. It's unbelievable. Break down the cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Yeah, no longer promote the nuclear family and healthy, nurturing, normal man-woman relationships and family relationships. Now everything's got to be dysfunctional. Everything's got to be in the gutter. 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Yeah, just like Germany in the Weimar Republic in the 20s and early 30s. Cultural destruction. 27, infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion, discredit the Bible, and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. 28. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. 29, discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to the cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. 30, discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. 31. Battle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. Well, I think when it comes to America, I it can be summed up as the history book I had in school was Our Constitutional Republic. And now the history books are Our Democracy. It went from a constitutional republic to a democracy. Democracy means mob rule. 32. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. Centralization of power. More and more regulations, laws. I mean, America, the country of a million laws. Eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. And essentially, we've gotten to a place where you cannot even criticize the communist agenda or their followers in America without getting major league blowback. 34, eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Yeah, right. 35, discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. How's that going? Pretty good. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. Excellent. I mean, they took over the unions in the late 60s and 70s and literally allowed all our factories to be shipped overseas. And the unions said nothing. Well, I gotta go now. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you Thursday night on Revolution Radio.
Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart.
You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology,